Hello.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
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 Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming up just after 4, we'll chat with Colonel Mark Tillman. He's the outgoing Air Force One pilot.
Wow.
I can't think of a cooler guy to meet at a cocktail party, much less have on the radio. I'd love to chat with him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Find out. Yes, not at all. He flew the president, Buzz.
I know.
All over the world.
The president doesn't drink either.
No, not at all. The Queen of Mean, Lisa Lampanelli, will join us again on the show.
Guilty
of being hot.
You bet.
When I ask if she's got any new poodle skirts since we last talked to her. Checking in with the texters who always want to get involved. Hey, Mike. The Duggars are F-sticks of great proportion. Warmest regards from Big Hairy Testicles. Will the community be paying for the psychological bills for the kids who were created just to be whored out as part of a freak show?
Eventually.
Yes. Then another texter writes, the Mike O'Mara Show is featured in our WJFK commercial. And
what?
I'm not sure how'd we do. I guess that's somebody that's got... Yeah, he's got the little link that you have for YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Guys, if you can, check this out. Jot it down so we can see if this is worthwhile.
Sure.
Somebody, I guess, made a WJFK commercial.
Is it a YouTube link?
Yeah, it is a YouTube link.
I can check it out right now.
Will somebody buy us the airtime to air it?
Another texter writes, don't forget to mention Lil Dougie Duggar. Another one says, Mike, the Duggars won't have to pay for college. I'm sure all of their kids will receive scholarships to Brown and Princeton.
Brown.
It's Ryan in Wichita again.
Don't know what
Ryan, he just texts a little too much. Then Ryan,
give it a rest.
Cut it down to about half. I'd really appreciate it.
Quality, not quantity.
I bet he has a degree at Brown.
Both the house and a vagina are standing room only. Do they all have matching mullets? This family is the real-life version of Every Sperm is Sacred. I remember
exactly.
That from Monty Python's Meaning of Life, my favorite Monty Python movie.
Some more than others.
Dear Mrs. Duggar. And that's another clown car reference.
All right.
How many of the kids are Bill Clinton's?
How are you?
Marital relations with Mrs. Duggar must be like walking into a moist room. Oh, dear.
No.
Poor
no.
Mrs. Duggar. Mr. Duggar must strap a 2x4 to his ass.
Oh, that's an old joke, Mike.
To keep from falling in.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, what's going on this side? Yeah, absolutely. Where is that? We still have that?
What side is that on?
I have no idea.
I think it might be on the one furthest to your right.
Really?
I
so
think.
We moved it now? Or did we lose it, Rob?
No, it's got to still be there. We would never lose Cletus.
We love that one.
Cletus, hello. I'm looking for it now. I will stop the show in its entirety whilst I search for this.
We'll be right with you.
Cletus. I'll find it at some point. You've moved Cletus. There's no doubt that you have moved Cletus.
I, in an effort to reorganize,
yes. Yes, you have moved Cletus.
Of course.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
Can you
find the Easter egg?
But Cletus is usually with the black Sharpie in big letters.
Right.
And I cannot, for the life of me, find Cletus unless you move Cletus on to number 3. But I don't think
Well, if while
Cletus.
You search, do you want to hear
I've
the
got the banjo.
Right. I would think Cletus Duggars. Would be near that.
He used to live right next to it,
yeah.
I think.
I've got the Pope.
I know
oh,
you
this
hate
one I was looking for the other day, and I couldn't find it. Thank you.
I know you hate when I lurk, but can I come take a peek?
All right.
Or do you want to hear the WJFK commercial?
I want to hear the WJFK
commercial.
Okay, let's do that, and then I can lurk later.
Now, it might be, you know, this is a TV commercial on YouTube, so I'm not sure how it will translate to audio, but let's give it a listen. Then we got to get Buzz on real quick because we have to break on time.
So many things to do. Including
live from the Geico Studios, WJFK FM.
He's like looking at a cookbook.
WJFK FM HD1, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
He just saw a recipe that says,
all right, let's get to the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on in the sports world.
How to make a WJFK.
The Wizards lose. All right, let's get to the entertainment page.
That's the Junkies, our morning show.
Right.
Big O and Dukes.
Everybody just has a cell phone. Like, it's not even a question now. Everyone.
Welcome to Snacks of the Round.
Putting lots of different WJFK items in a pot.
Elements.
Charles,
yeah.
You're acting like a knucklehead.
I'm a bit knucklehead.
Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rohn.
Oh, that's no disqualifying.
Sorry about that.
It looks good.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Thanks for the commercial. We appreciate it. I got a guy that says you almost got into a fight today.
Really?
Always like to take those calls.
Sure.
Tom in Leesburg, you almost got into a fight today?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I was just going to tell you about this jerk that I ran into on my way into work this morning.
Okay, tell me.
So basically, we're both in the turning lane to go into our parking deck of our workplace. I hope he's listening to this.
Yeah.
And he pulls real close up to the curb and almost points his car in a 180-degree direction as if he's going to make a U-turn.
Uh-huh.
Well, after it finally becomes clear that the road is clear, we both head across the road. Meanwhile, I didn't know he wasn't making a U-turn, so he, instead of just falling in line behind me because it was a mistake,
right,
pulls up beside me, stays an inch from my bumper, and I go all the way up into the parking deck. Yeah, follows me up to where I park. I get out of my car.
I have to stop you right there. Just in your ability to tell a story, Tom, you said he pulled up beside you, and then he's an inch from your bumper.
Well, now, did he pull up? We got through the lane, and then he followed me through the garage an inch from my bumper.
Okay, very good.
If this story doesn't get much better, I'm going to have a fight with you.
Come on now, let's get to it, Tom.
So anyway, so I get to the parking spot, and the guy like starts yelling at me out his window, "You jerk, you're such a blink, blink, blink," and all these wonderful words. And I said, "What are you doing? You know, I mean, how do you know I don't have a gun? How do you know I'm not..."
Did you say that to him?
I did say that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Probably not the best thing to say. So how did the date end?
So he finally drives away and parks on his own, and I decided I wasn't done having a conversation with him. So I parked and got back in my car and drove over to where he parked and said, "You know, I don't think you handled that well." And at that point, he had nothing more to say and just walked himself into his building. Anyway.
So when you walked up, obviously confronting him, did he back down basically and walk away
from
you?
Absolutely.
Now, that's a satisfaction. That means you got satisfaction out of the thing. Very dangerous, though, Tom. You know that, right?
Well, I think
you never know whether the guy's a psychopath. And, you know, here's the... Tom, this is it. And believe me, I do not preach on this show. And I certainly don't preach when it comes to situations like this. Put your meat hooks away.
I love when you
applaud.
Don't... I love when you don't preach, Mike.
I will come over there.
Hey, you don't know if I have a gun?
I will come over there, you ass. I swear to God, I'm the last person that can afford to preach to people on this particular subject. But I seriously do think... And I don't think about, hey, the guy might be a whack job. Yeah. I don't think of it in those terms, Tom. What I think about it in terms of is the fact that perhaps that normal individual has had himself a day.
Yeah.
We all know those moods, right? When we've had a series of things. Hold on a second.
Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
A series of things that go down that are so bad, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a girlfriend, a job, and it happens simultaneously. And you're just that one last thing that the guy needed to go wrong.
Don't be the straw.
That's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Yes, Tom.
That's the exact same point I'm trying to make. How does he know that I am not that psycho guy who he's coming up to confront?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I pulled over in front of him, and, you know, he should have just let it go.
I'll be honest with you. I'm with you, Tom, and I understand what Buzz is saying, mm-hmm. but I'm with Tom in that I have trouble with it.
I know.
You know, when somebody's
horrible.
It's just a male thing. You know, somebody's challenging your manhood. Mm-hmm. They're trying to intimidate you. And when they try to do that, I'm kind of with Tom that I really just want to say, hey, you know, what's the deal? What point are you trying to make?
May I ask one more question of Tom before we let him go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tom, in your day-to-day goings-on, are you seldom wrong?
No, I admit I'm wrong quite a lot.
Okay, I'm just checking.
It was an apology.
He's going to come over here now and fight.
That's fine.
But I made a mistake.
But you know what? There's great satisfaction in being the bigger man and walking away.
No, there's not, Buzz.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. Not in that situation.
You want to fight about it?
If a guy's being an asshat, I think, yeah. You know what the satisfaction was for Tom?
What was that?
Tom, correct me if I'm wrong. The satisfaction is when that pussy backed down and walked away from you.
Absolutely right, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
There he goes. That's Tom in Leesburg. No, you really want a guy. I know he shouldn't do it. I know it's wrong for me to tell the guy he should do it, but I'm with him 100%. When you look at a person who's being a jackass and you stare him down, and when you stare the guy down, if he backs down, if he's trying to be a jerk, I've been stared down and I've stared down.
There was a good
and
moment.
I like it on the other end.
Good moment like that in that show Lie to Me last night that I enjoyed, where he caught a guy saying, "I didn't see you waiting for that spot," figured out the guy was lying, and then parked 1 inch away from the driver's door so he couldn't get out. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. It's very nice.
A little fun thing. So let's get it. We got to get this news on quick, guys, because we've got a big guest coming up just after 4 o'clock. Here's the first news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Stock market turned back downward today on news that Microsoft is laying off 5,000 workers.
Ooh.
President Obama today ordered the closing of Gitmo and an end to the torture. He's ordered the CIA to stick to the Army's field manual on interrogation.
You know, when you talk about Microsoft laying off 5,000 people, mm-hmm. aren't you talking about a pretty fat corporation to start with?
Sure, but that's a significant number.
You're talking about a pretty massive group. group of employees. Actually, they've been flying high for a long time.
They only have 5,020 employees.
Thank you, Rob.
So they have 20 people left.
Well, the reason I mentioned the whole company is suffering, as are a lot of companies under this economy. And the reason I mentioned it is I believe I ticked off about 10 or 15,000 jobs worth of layoffs yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
And this is just on top of that.
Yeah.
From our What Do They Do Under Those Robes department, the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday overturned a Bush-era law that, thanks to legal challenges, was never actually enforced. The so-called Child Protection Act, in the minds of most legal experts, was too broad and, in being so, violated free speech. The law would have required even the free sites to pre-screen visitors with ID numbers and credit cards. Kansas-born and raised Kelly McCarty has become the first former Miss USA to get into porn.
Yeah, baby!
After appearing in shows like Melrose, 90210, and That's So Raven, Kelly says, quote, I enjoy acting and I really like sex, so this was the perfect opportunity for me to combine my two passions.
Can we get her, Beth Ann, can we get her on the show, and can we get a picture of her up on our website?
Yeah, it was she, Kelly, who approached Vivid Video about breaking into the biz.
Oh, yeah.
Her first video, Faithless, comes out February 4th, and she says she's so pleased she may just do another one.
Oh, that's great. But she's getting paid a little more than the average bear for that, too.
Doing well, I'm sure. And a little less surprising, Amy Fisher of Joey Buttafuoco fame is going porno.
Oh, that's nasty.
She has her own pay-per-view special this month with an all-female cast, and she debuts as a stripper at Scores in Baltimore on Friday night.
You know, Amy Fisher, though, I believe I saw...
Enhanced.
She's gotten some work done.
Recent surgery, yeah.
And she doesn't have a bad body, right?
I mean, not bad.
Amy Fisher has been in some movies where I think I've said, hey, she's really not bad at all.
She looks a little road hard.
Yeah, isn't that sort of like restoring an AMC Pacer, though?
Well, how many years ago was she? I mean, I know she was just a kid. She
Almost
was like a 20, teenager.
I don't know,
a long time ago.
So she'd be in her like mid to late 30s right now?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Marissa Tomei looks pretty hot.
She looks
That's
like
true.
A real...
And congratulations to Marissa Tomei on the Oscar nomination.
Yes, yeah.
All right, we got to wrap it up, Buzz.
In Australia, they finally captured the love doll rapist. Some guy kept going back to the Jungle Jane adult store and kidnapping and having his way in the back alley with some of the inflatable beauties on sale at that boutique.
Bola Blanca.
That's right. Slade Fierro.
Using DNA samples the police have there, man, they've charged him with breaking and entering. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. News that is simply Clooney-rific. In your Hollywood buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, gang, are you a nerd about Air Force One and things like that, like
yeah,
I am?
Yeah.
We're going to chat with Colonel Mark Tillman, the outgoing Air Force One pilot. He retired after his last flight, taking W down to Texas, so he's fresh off that thing, and we'll chat with him right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.